Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with me than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful for your consistency, and pray consistently that you are ever more inspired to go deeper, to reach higher, to stand in the greater degrees of personal integrity, answering the call for our rise that has been issued from the exalted realms. And I'm grateful to be in a place and space where I've been given the opportunity to have my heart speak consistently over time. And that for those of you who are familiar with me, who've been listening, who know me, you know that I care to see us as a liberated people all over the planet, to see us standing on behalf of the right of all beings to have the right to their lives, standing on behalf of that which is law and light and wisdom and truth and peace and poise and power and potency, and to come to this place and space where we reclaim our footing upon the path of everlasting life, because no one is on the planet to do anything other than exalt life, rejoice in the gift and the blessedness of being, to ensure the progression of our lineages and to walk a certain kind of way to honor the lineages through whom we've come. I'm so grateful for those of you who are going deeper into your heart to knock and ask and question and then come forward with answers and solutions that allow us to heal ourselves, to cleanse ourselves, to reconstitute our bodies to being 80% highly charged mineralized water, so that we are programming towards conscious immortality in this realm of eternity in which we are held in the ever-embracing arms of the ever-present in this ocean of nothing but cosmic consciousness. And I'm prayerful that we are having a collective realization as to how blessed we absolutely are with each and every breath and every beat of our heart to have been gifted something so precious, so sacred, so absolutely and divinely gifted that we didn't have to whore for it. We didn't have to slave for it. We have been given the breath of life. We've been given absolute and supreme intelligence. We've been given inheritance through our lineages. We have been given the opportunity to shine and to be radiant in this now moment of eternity. We are absolutely and supremely blessed to walk the face of this earth in behalf of the establishment of this eternal order and the eternal government. I'm grateful that we have the opportunity to come to the understanding that peace does not come from war and killing and destroying and usurping. That peace is accomplished love, and love is the harmony of the truth of how gifted and how blessed we all are as these points of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We allow such little things, such petty things, such irrelevant things to keep us in a place and space where we are not in our gratitude and our thanksgiving for the blessedness of our being. And now is our time to accept the more of who it is we actually are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. I'm grateful to remind us that we never had to be licensed, certified, and degreed to be men, the progenitor of lineages, or wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages. But we did have to be licensed, certified, degreed, religiously indoctrinated, and miseducated for all of the other positions that we have taken, that we get paid for as ministers and pastors and preachers and teachers and nurses and doctors and surgeons and administrators and judges and police officers and all of the other career objectives. But we're maintaining and sustaining a system of oppression. With our degrees, our education, our religious indoctrination has not given us the degrees of light, love, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, and power that allow us to be in harmony with the will of existence in exalting a full effort in our living, our loving, our reverencing, our worship, our appreciation, loving the gift of our being, and to ensure that those who have come through us and those who've come after us and those who have yet to come are secured in their rights to be in alignment with the truth of the divinity and the sanctity and the sacredness of who they are as these points of the presence of God coming onto the planet. I am so grateful that we're seeing the chaos. We're seeing all of the warring that has been going on. The people have not created a greater way because they are in violation of the primary law and order that would ensure our progression, it would ensure our wealth, it would ensure our prosperity, it would ensure that our lives were a living testament and a living testimonial of the blessedness of being. And these ones have no rights to mandate their wrongs upon everybody. They have no right to make their ease that which everybody is experiencing, because we were fed like kids, because there is a system of oppression that is in place through this thing called capitalism and free trade and whatnot, so that we are bombarded with commercialism, behavior modifying substances disguised as food additives and colors. And that we're in a now moment where, dwelling in the infinity of possibilities, we can flip this script. We can do something better, but we have to come to this point and place where we really care to walk a stronger walk. We have to care to be in a place and space where we're not creating sickness, illness, and disease within our own body temples, or feeding our children and our grandchildren and our nieces and our nephews and whatnot the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all manners of that which has no nutritional viability for their bodies, their hearts, their minds, or their spirits. And some people would rather I talk about something else. But until we bring this system to its knees, to understand that there is no way that you can continue to create more and more sickness, more and more illness, more and more disease, more and more detriment, more and more carelessness, more and more autism, more and more sickness and more pandemic. It has nothing to do with COVID. It has everything to do with the cancer, the heart disease, the diabetes, the obesity, the dialysis, the kidney failure, the liver failure, all of this that is the evidence that there is something seriously wrong here, because there is nothing natural about it except by virtue of violation of the laws that govern oneself. And to have a system in place that has put in place the tools of our oppression. And that the church and the schools, each level of miseducation, from elementary school to your master's degrees, PhDs, your Juris Doctors, and any other level of miseducation here, I'm just saying, but everybody suffers from it. Nobody's benefiting from it. There is no prosperity in it. And so many people are realizing so late in their lives that they could have made a different choice, that they should have made a better choice for themselves. And we have the opportunity to do what they did not know to do. We have the opportunity to exert a full effort in our living. We have the opportunity to clear and cleanse our body temples and to consecrate our bodies as temples for the re-enthronement of the true spirit of the living God, Goddess, that is our absolute truth. There's so many ones who are bringing so much information, so much knowledge available to us, but we have the responsibility of creating the proper filters with the absolute desire for absolute truth. It says to know the truth, and the truth would make us free. But in knowing the truth, we have to live it. We have to love it. We have to exalt it. We have to allow it to wrap itself around us, the divinity of our being, the sanctity and the sacredness of all life, to come to this space and place where we are so grateful for all of what we have survived, all of what we've endured, and to come to a point where we're grateful that we've been brought through it. You understand? Everybody has had some issue because of the nature of the system and the degrees of adulteration. So by the time we were 21, we knew shame and game and guilt and blame. We knew molestation. We knew rape. We knew a lot of things that whittle away at the truth of the knowing of the sanctity and the divinity of ourselves. By 21, having been fed like kids. And so at this particular point in time, to realize the timelessness in which the earth as this biospheric intergalactic spaceship is in flotation and rotation in this realm of heaven and eternity, that I am advocating and encouraging us to really think about how absolutely freaking amazing and phenomenal this realm absolutely is. And for those who've had the opportunity to be in the air and the skies and travel from continent to continent, for those who've had the opportunity to sail on the oceans and go within the depths of the ocean, for those who've climbed the mountains, and Mother Earth, it's absolutely phenomenal. And how is it that we can be a detriment to her? And the billions of creatures that she births and maintains and sustains, and for us to come to a place where we're careless about the greatest gift that we have, which is our lives, our inheritance that is charged upon our DNA, and the responsibility that we have in our now moment to liberate ourselves from the accumulation, the saturation, the concentration, and the contraindication of nitrates, nitrites, BHA, BHT, artificial colors, artificial flavors, FD&C colorings, Blue Lake dyes, and all of these chemicals that are now held and bound in all of the mucus from all of the pancakes, waffles, breads, biscuits, croissants, donuts, scones, and flour products. We have the opportunity and should make it our business to be intensely intentional in clearing and cleansing our bodies for the re-enthronement of the true spirits of the living God, Goddess, that is our absolute truth, so that we are no longer being herded like cash cows in multi-trillion dollar business of sickness, illness, and disease, so that we are able to get up out the grave. You understand? See, when we talk about what is resurrection, resurrection means that we have been programmed to believe in death, though we are dwelling in the realm of eternity. Resurrection is about remembering the divinity, the sanctity, and the phenomenalness of dwelling in an ocean of consciousness that is cosmic, that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It's about the realignment of the truth of our identity as points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as the Most High, as the creator of all, as God, Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Allah, Jah, whatever you may refer to it as. It is so far beyond anything that we could possibly conceptualize or imagine. But because we are these points of it, we have the capacity for imagining. We have the capacity to consider. We have the capacity to meditate and to reflect and to be introspective and to be repentant. We have the capacity to bring into manifestation whatever it is we have the desire and the need for. Everything that we see is as a result of someone's thought. and how abundantly the earth provides everything, that everything can be fashioned and utilized. We're in a now moment that requires us to really care, to go deeper, to really give our lives much more meaning and significance than just who it is we work for and how much money we're making, or how much your pension is, or how much you're investing in this and in that. We will never be able to create anything greater than ourselves. And for as much money as we have already been exchanging from the time we first started working to now, there is nothing that we can do that makes sense if we have no commitment to that which is fully committed to us. There's nothing that we can do that really is empowering or prospering us as long as we are undermining ourselves with that which has no substance, that which is inebriating and intoxicating, and thinking that we're taking things so that we have expanded consciousness, but there is no expansion of consciousness where you are not fully committed to living. And whatever the experience you get on whatever the drugs of choice are, or the recreational things, or whether it was the peyote or the mushrooms or the ecstasy or the LSD or the wacky weed or whatever you are smoking and drinking and injecting, you understand, I'm just saying, is that the greatest gift you have is the very substance of intelligence and consciousness that the Creator has blessed you with, that you have a direct connect to, because your heart is beating and you're breathing, and there's no experience that you'll ever have that is greater than being present in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and as a presence of absolute and supreme intelligence, and being absolutely and supremely intelligent enough to love your life, to exalt a full effort in your living, to understand the oneness that there is across the board, across the borders, and there really are no borders except for what we've created. Because the earth is a part of this integral whole in this ocean of cosmic consciousness. And so I am encouraging us to care more deeply, to go deeper into the soils of our truth, where we are able to connect with our souls as we are walking softly upon this planet, and to realize that our bodies being 80% water, or ideally should be reconstituted to be 80% highly charged mineralized water, so that we have more power as points of presence, as individuations of the intelligence of our being that we refer to as God. And people have wondered, and children have asked, where is God? And we've been hearing that the kingdom of God is within us. But we have to understand the methodology of our oppression in our bloodstream being polluted and contaminated and violated with the rot of carcasses of pigs and cows and turkeys and chicken and alcohol and tobacco and sugar and all of this, so that we are not in the real eye seeing of being these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And we don't have the high ethic and morality and the sensibility and the courage and the faith and the knowing and the decisiveness of how it is that we should function as those who are creating that which influences other ones in this realm of temporality, corporality, physicality, materiality, to realize that we are still in eternity, dwelling in the heavens. And it says that what is going on in the heavens is going to affect the earth. As it is above, so shall it be below. And our mind is actually, our head is above the earth. And so that which we conceptualize, that which we consider, that which we think, that which we are permeated and penetrating upon the waters of ourselves will manifest in the earth, in our bodies. So it matters that we are learning how to dwell in the peace of the poise and the presence of the absolute. It matters that we are able to understand the power that we have to reverse any issues of sickness, illness, and disease that have been created by the emotional trauma of rape and violation and incest and abandonment and all of the things that we have endured over time, to come to a point where we realize that as we are liberating ourselves from all of those hardened beliefs and emotions and feelings, and we are reprogramming by reconstituting the body to be 80% water, but we're bringing the earth, the clays, into to literally pull and loosen anything that is viral, bacterial, inorganic, chemical, metal out of our tissues, and flushing internally. Just like you brush your teeth and bathe the outside, let's bathe the inside of our bodies on a daily basis, because we dwell in these bodies. So it's not about a 30-day detox. It's not about one every other quarter or whatever. It's about what we do daily to regain our footing upon the path of eternal life. It's about how we center ourselves on a daily basis in having a realization and an understanding with that which allows us all to stand on behalf of all orders of being, on behalf of all of those ones through whom we've come, on behalf of all of our family members, our mothers, our fathers, our grandmothers, our grandfathers, our siblings, our sisters, our brothers, and whatnot, who have come and gone too soon. Our now moment is ours for the rising, ours for the caring, ours for the taking. Because nobody is here to give you power when they have a plan in place to usurp our power. They figured out a way to literally rob the temples of the living gods and goddesses of our wealth, our riches, our gold, our platinum, our ore, our copper, all of the minerals and all of that which allows us to be in harmony and flotation and rotation in eternity while we are on the planet, and to put us in a place in space where death was never our finality. It said the wages of sin is death. So they what? They poison us so that we miss the mark of being on point with that which is beating our hearts and breathing us, and that which literally constitutes the harmony of the whole of existence itself. Humanity, as we are experiencing in humankind, the lives are hanging in the balance because we have not collectively, individually, communally accepted the duty, obligation, and responsibilities that we have to recognize and to acknowledge that there is law and order that we must participate with, because nobody can break the law. We get what we apply ourselves to. That which we do unto others will be done unto us. We were told to knock and ask and seek. We were told to fast and to pray, but we were told to literally love. To love is to reverence, to appreciate, to worship, to honor that which is life itself, that which beats our heart and breathes us, the source of our being, and that which you all may refer to as God, our mother, father, creator, that is all there is as existence itself. To love it with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might, because nobody can give us anything greater than what we've already been gifted. Can we honor our gift? Will we be present in the presence of, will we become presence of the absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal? Do we care? Do we truly care? To flip the script, to change the game, because it's not a game, it's your life. And they have us in a place where you are distracted with the games, so that you're missing the purpose in being. in walking the exalted walk, because you are able to have an exalted thought that aligns you and us with the will of existence. And the will of existence, or that which we refer to as the will of God, is for everybody's progression, because it is the substance of all there is and all who are. Nobody exists except by virtue of its absolute and supreme intelligence. I'm just saying, why are we warring with it? And then think there's some success that you can have. It has to be the most idiotic thing that you could ever think about, that you go to battle with God. You're fighting yourself. Loving yourself. I'm not honoring yourself. I'm just saying, no, we're here to honor. We're here to literally have a delightfully divine experience in being the ones that we are. In the fullness of our beauty, our talents, our creativity, the joyousness and joyfulness that comes when you are in harmony with life itself. And she is so absolutely freaking amazing. Well, why would you not want to be freaking amazing? It's their time to realize how much more of this beautiful experience that we can truly have, so that we walk in the fullness of our hues, our gifts, our talents, and the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of life. And we're restoring the order upon the planet and laying a foundation for the eternal government, as we are the evidence of the emergence of the queendoms and kingdoms of God in our now moment. This is our time. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. I'm the one who wants you to care, to realize the truth of the divinity, the beauty, the depth of your creativity, to see you full in the wonderment of what it is to be so awesomely, divinely designed. Specifically, to be a vehicle and vessel of the love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, potency, integrity, high ethic, morality, and the sensibility of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is the source of all being. It matters what we care to do. It matters that we care to be. It matters that you have the fullness of the dynamic and the potentiality of your life unfolding as you're maturing. Not as you're getting old. You ain't supposed to be getting old. You're supposed to be maturing, blossoming, unfolding, being shaped by hands of angels of light, and coming to that point and place where you are absolutely, remarkably cared for, protected, glorified, sanctified, edified, so that our lineages, your lineages, are truly represented here. We cannot even begin to imagine the fear, the dread, and all of that that our foremothers and fathers endured in this Western expansion. We can't begin to imagine what it was like to be torn away from the ones that were yours, you were gifted to. Everybody has a sense of belonging. And to think that we have a people that have no real compassion for other ones. And compassion is a virtue. It's a quality that we should have in knowing that that we are connected and interconnected by virtue of our beating hearts, by virtue of our breathing, by virtue of our being on this planet. And so I am the one who cares to sow within your heart, your body, your mind, and your spirit a care and a desire to raise completely up in this now moment of eternity, to put our, to make our contribution to this life substantive. Not that we were marginalized, anesthetized, inebriated, intoxicated. We made more money for the death industries. That ain't what we supposed to be doing here. People say, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm saying you're supposed to be loving this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Well, where'd you get that from? This stuff that we done heard all of our lives. So don't think that we have just popped into the world through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the sacred fluid of our fathers, and we weren't supposed to have any real understanding about anything. So the reality of it is that y'all can listen to foolishness. How long does a commercial advertising the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows and whatnot? See, we get licensed, certified, and degreed to preach, to minister, to pastor, but you never, ever see you all speaking to the issues of our liberation. And so, yeah, I'm going to speak to the issues of our liberation, because there ain't nothing that makes sense if we're killing ourselves. And the churches need to be cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated to be oriented towards life and not just towards scripts, not just towards a program, not just towards making people feel good on one day, but they suffering. And so, yes, I have 1 3-hour program Thursday nights. You don't have to listen. I'm all right with it. But for those who care to do, I'm going to be always speaking to the issues of our liberation, because I have not been certified, licensed, and degreed to preach. I am a woman. I am a woman of God. I am a woman who cares. And everybody can't handle big doses because of the amount of rotting carcass that they got in their bodies, because of the alcohol, because of the violation that's charged upon their blood. Otherwise, those who love the truth, they can continue to listen to the truth. Those who love the law continue to be reminded that we are in a lawful reality and that nobody can break the law. And to have so much sickness, illness, and disease, and those who preach, and those who teach, and those who doctor, and those who lawyer, and those who are judges, are not rallying behind the right of the people not to be poisoned from school, from the classroom. And so it matters to me that we care to make a difference where we show up. Why? Because we never had to be licensed, certified, and degreed to be men, the progenitor of lineages, or wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages. And so it matters. You know, there were ones, and I've heard that 30, 40 years ago. Well, you know, people can't take but so much at a time. You got to spoon feed them, but I never know that I have an opportunity to feed you again. People die every day. You understand? And so I'm just saying, at this particular point in juncture, as much as you can take, take it, because you have been given so much of that which your body could not utilize as fuel. And we've got entirely too much sickness, illness, depression, suicide, homicide, genocide, warfare, and all of this in the midst of the eternity in which we're spinning, in the midst of dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. So at this particular point in juncture, I want y'all to realize that we've been warred against. And the intention is to make sure that we can listen to a bunch of foolishness, watch a bunch of foolishness. But when it comes down to the truth, you can't handle it. But you were told to know the truth, and the truth will make you free. But if you ain't accepting that you ain't free, free from what? Free from sickness, illness, disease, high blood pressure, medicine, insulin, and all of these other things. That is the evidence of the warfare against us. You know, I realize that because I emphasize the diet, and when you look at the word diet, D-I-E, and that T that's like that cross on the tombstones in the cemeteries, that many ones who have been socialized to love that and have gotten college educated and degreed and religiously indoctrinated and trained and whatnot, you know, yeah, you feel convicted listening to me, because it's intended to kind of shake you up a bit, because our education should have put us in a place where we are ensuring the progression of us as a people, as a humanity of people. I'm not talking about any particular hue or race of people. I'm talking about all people. But when the people are not advocating for the right of all beings to have the right to their lives, as if we are not going to suffer the consequences of the violence and the subjugation of other ones, but we have been socialized and supported by the religions to practice this thing called speciesism, where man has been given dominion over all other things or all other species or whatever, and we basically can do whatever you want to do with them. And I'm saying is that which we did not give life to, and even those that we did, we have to come to a point where we realize that everything exalts its right to its life. And even with the hybridization of those animals that are being raised for human consumption, they are still intelligences. They still feel, they still hurt, they still suffer. And the violence against them, the fact that they have no protection under the law, but then they're fed to you. They're subjugated and dominated. They're poisoned. They're mistreated. Violence against them. And then when people eat that, because of our sensitivity, because we're we are empaths, we feel, then we got more bipolarism, schizophrenia, manic depressive, and all of these things that are really not ours, except our blood is being defiled. And our blood carries the violation of violated beings. And it is extremely difficult, if not impossible, to really walk in the integrity of one's divinity when the blood has been contaminated, polluted, and poisoned. And this is the methodology of our oppression. And we want to think that it's just about the politics and the politics and the bigotry and the racism and the sexism and all of that. And I'm saying that the foundation of all of that is the inability to be compassionate, merciful, and respectful of the right of other beings to have the right to their lives, and then feeding off of their carcasses that have been poisoned with pesticides, herbicides, larvicides. Larvicides are the chemicals that the animal's food is sprayed down with so that their feces does not draw flies. And the psychiatrists, the psychologists, the physicists, the physicians, I mean, very few people are really making the connection between so much of the mental illness, the depression, the violence, the suicide, and all of what is showing up as serious issue in the human population, and not relating it at all to what people are eating. And so as a woman with care and love and compassion, and one who has been knocking and asking and seeking to have an understanding as to what is wrong in this realm, and to be able to do something about it, not just to be able to criticize it, but to realize the choices that we can make and what we can do differently in our own best interest so that we are no longer on these high blood pressure meds and all of the things that are undermining the capacity that we have for fulfillment in our living. And to be in a place where we are and have been commercially sublimated, behaviorally modified, so that we can tolerate so much of the violence in the movies, in the programming. We can tolerate so much of the wickedness. You understand? We can tolerate all of that. But then a few minutes of the truth puts you in a place where you can't handle it. That's a trick. And that's a part of what the system of oppression has facilitated within us, that we are tolerating so much of that which is oppressive, that which is violence, that which is wickedness. But then to hear that which would give us leverage over it, we don't want to change anything. And I'm saying, no, the change has to happen within us. It has to be a part of our orientation in terms of our care to walk in the fullness of our authenticity and our right to be righted and corrected, to be redeemed from a path of adulteration that ends in death when we are already in the realm of eternity. And so we're not really socialized to really understand the collective contribution that we are making in our lives. And those of us who are in maturity and have yet to really understand the power that we have or walk in the freedom from sickness, illness, and disease, where so many ones have been on so much medication for so many years. And this is the foundation of why people are on dialysis, behind all of the high blood pressure meds. And then the doctors, and so we're dealing with the actuality of a system of sickness that is perpetuated, maintained by sick people. And it doesn't matter what degrees you've received. The fact that we have been socialized to accept violation in our bloodstream over decades is a problem. And it's not just a problem for individuals, it's a problem for the entire planet. When you see that 90% of the global warming is coming as a result of the methane that's being created in the oceans, the rivers and the seas, from the pollution, from all of the feces coming from the slaughterhouses. Now, many people never think about how many animals are being killed on a daily basis. You understand? We don't think about all of the violence and the pollution that comes now. Mother Earth was perfectly and divinely designed by this absolute and supreme intelligence. So the crayfish, the lobster, the crab, all of the bottom feeders are there to help facilitate clearing and cleansing the waters. But then by the time they are pulled out of the ocean, they're pulled out of the ocean by tons. And then you got tons of feces that's dumped into the waters. You understand? And then you have all this bacteria that develops in the water to try to break down the feces. I'm just saying is that we're still dealing with the reality of intelligence. But we as people, we as humanity, we as humans, we have to do something. We have to do differently. We cannot continue to violate the sanctity and the sacredness of our bodies and fill them with the rot of other beings and then think that everything should be all right in our lives. And you see that it's not. So what do you do differently? You care. You care more to care. You care more to cleanse. You care more to be healed, to accept that you can be healed. And I'm saying the only way that you can be on high blood pressure meds for 14, 15, 16 years or so is because you never accepted that you could be healed, that you could be cleansed from it. And so it matters that we are able to hear something differently, that we're able to have an understanding of that which is truth, because we're not here to live lies. We're here to exalt the realm of divinity, because we are in the realm of divinity. It's all divine. And to be in a place and space where we're not appreciating it, we're not respecting it, and we're not reverencing it, we're smoking, we're drinking, we're defiling ourselves, it's totally antithetical to what it is to be human. It's totally antithetical to what it is to be an intelligence, to be a detriment to oneself. Every other order of being exalts a full effort in its living. Those of you who love your pets, you know that they will mate. And if you're breeding animals, I'm just saying, you know that it's a natural thing for ones to recreate, procreate, and extend their lineages. That's everything does that. But for us to be under a system of oppression that is jeopardizing our capacity to even have the kind of emotional intelligence that allows us to have happy marriages, because we're so divided within ourselves, because we're so self-destructive, because we're so selfish, because we're so toxic. So yeah, we have to have the conversation. We have to be reminded that these are choices that we're making, but we have been influenced to make these choices. Otherwise, in a real perfect world that God designed, there would be no tobacco, alcohol, sugar, dairy, meat, chicken, and fish that would be so readily available to you. They would not have bulldozed all of the fruit trees and planted trees that don't bear fruit. You understand? I'm just saying, all of this is something that has been created, because when we were young, we had fruit trees growing. You go places and you got fruit falling to the ground, and the people are eating flesh when they have fruit, and the fruit is the body's cleanser. So let's not be in a place and space where we don't want to be clean. You still bathe, which you are literally having the responsibility of respecting the order of your body functioning. And the cleaner the blood, the greater the clarity. The cleaner the blood, the greater the clarity. So those who came up in the church and you always heard salvation comes through the blood of Christ, we're talking about a bloodstream that has been cleansed from the residues of the tobacco, the alcohol, the artificial colors and flavors, those chemicals that modify our behavior, so that we're not thinking. And we have to be thinking in order to really be in progression. We have to be able to align with the will of existence in order to qualify for continuance in existence. We have to be in a mindfulness of how very special and divinely blessed we are in order to really be in a place where we can support our youth in acknowledging their divine blessedness. Because some of them they're inundated with so much violence and so much garbage food that they really are suicidal. This is why we have so much killing of so many youth, because they have been poisoned all of their lives. And I'm just saying, a system that supports the death and the marginalization of their children by feeding them all manners of artificial colors, flavors, and this and that is a nation that's destined to die. But that's not what we're here for. That's a choice that we do not have to participate with. We do not have to continue. And how do you stop? Is that you take the time to hear and listen, consider, contemplate, reflect, become introspective. What's going on with you? What do you want? But nobody should be rejoiceful to see their children sick. But people are supporting the sickness of their children because we are giving them everything other than fresh fruit and vegetation. They're getting sodas. They're getting Takis. They're getting Doritos full of chemicals. They're getting all manners of stuff. So the change has to happen in terms of what it is we're reaching for, and what really matters to us. And so to be in a place and space where you look forward to having children, and then they'll tell you, well, we're sorry you can't have children. You understand? Because of all of the things that laid foundation for your for infertility, including vaccinations. But all of the chemicals that are in that stuff they call food is concentrating and saturating and being bound and held in so much of the mucus. And I'm just saying, this is something that is reversible. And it seems as though you would prefer to be cleared and cleansed and purified than continue to be retaining waste and gaining weight and experiencing the deterioration of your bones, your joints, having to have surgeries and all of this, and then be on meds and all. Why would you want that? Why do you want that? You don't want that. You don't want that. You dealing with it because you hadn't asked for anything else. And I'm just saying that it's time for us to realize that we, this generation of us, the many generations from the teenagers, the 20-year-olds, the 30-some-year-olds, the 40-some, whatever generation you are, you're able to make a tremendous difference. And the simplicity of just realizing that every being deserves a right to its life, and that a large part of the issue that humanity is dealing with is because of the violation of the primary law that says thou shalt not kill, and to make killing the foundation of a food industry has created all of the issues that are showing up for us. And so in this now moment, I'm encouraging you to realize that nobody can take you away from yourself. When you found yourself, when you've actualized and realized the divinity of yourself, that cannot be taken away from you. Your things can be taken. They can be burned up. They can be destroyed. That's why we were told not to pile up treasures upon the earth, you understand, but to put ourselves in a place and space where we are literally developing and cultivating the truth and the wealth of ourselves, which is what we will take with us when it comes time to leave. And everybody has a date with destiny, but destiny is leaving the planet. It should not be a tragic date with fate, to be killed, or to be dead, or to have your whole life currency usurped so that you are completely depleted. Not regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified. Completely depleted. So there was very little of you left. That's what we want to avoid. So I'm praying for you all to join me and all of those who are walking deliberately, consciously, conscientiously to accept the blessedness in being the ones that we are, because there is no greater gift and there's no better time than now. I'm wanting you to be in a place and space where you are fearless, coming to this place and space where you are all right with it all. You understand? Because when people say, oh, it's all good, the Creator is that which is the totality of all there is, and we are in it. And we should rejoice in the blessedness of being that and realizing that in this now moment, we can accomplish what we will, but we can never rise if we're a detriment to ourselves.